The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, I'm calling this Monday, when a plan comes together. I don't know, man. I'm very excited about the way this has rolled out. Welcome to a big Monday edition.
It is a big happy Monday. Good to see you, Croody Rich, working hard on the boards. Good to see you this weekend as well, buddy. Thanks for coming around Brady Street. Of course, our fair audience, happy, happy days indeed. Join us on the lines today, 844-967-2789.
I was so excited. I can't even read my show notes scribbles. I'm very excited. I love it when a plan comes together. And this feels like a Hail Mary to win the Super Bowl, as far as I'm concerned. And of course, we still got the second half. The second half, you know, with the new quarterback in charge, Kamala Harris. But now I've gotten on to worrying about the more important things, like, is Jordan Love under contract and will he participate in training camp? I
mean, now that we've asking these questions,
now that we've solved democracy, small d, and the candidacy of Joe Biden, I got to tell you, our understanding, and there is some reporting out of Wisconsin that Tony Evers got emotional. And the only emotion I was experiencing exuberance. I could not have been more happy. And I got to tell you, Dom, Joe Biden's the man. I've never seen a more selfless act in politics in all of my life. I never thought he'd come to this conclusion. Because to want to be the president of the United States and to have that sort of power, the most powerful man in the world, and to consider giving it back for the best of the nation, Dom. Holy cow, people don't think like that anymore. So Joe Biden is the man. As far as I'm concerned, this action will go down in history.
A selfless act, certainly. And you could say he should have made this call a while ago, yada, yada, whatever. But the fact remains, he listened to his family. He listened to his party. He considered his place in history. And I think he made the right decision and a selfless act, man. It gives me hope for humanity. He didn't have to do it. And
he did not.
Says, oh, you know, and you see all the writings, of course, they're losing their minds for a multitude of reasons. Doesn't matter why. That's how they roll. So they're going to be mad about something. Now they're mad about this. No, not a coup. Joe Biden made this decision on his own. Now, certainly he had input from all sorts of people, but there is nobody that could force President of the United States, an incumbent president of the United States, force him out. He did not choose to do so. He made that call, and it was the right call.
And then part two of the plan, Dom. Kamala Harris, the endorsements just rolling in, one after another.
The endorsements and the millions rolling in.
The ching, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Like $51 million she raised in the first 12 or 24 hours after this news became public that Joe Biden was stepping aside. And Joe Biden did the right thing. And you talk about the timing, Dom. It was impeccable timing. RNC what? Donald who? I mean, he stole all the thunder of the Republican Party. Nobody gives a damn that J.D. Vance is back in Middletown, Ohio today. At least I don't. Because Kamala Harris is coming to Milwaukee tomorrow. Coming to our state, Dom. Coming to take on the 34-time convicted felon, a former prosecutor, a former attorney general, a former judiciary committee on the Senate side. Dom, she has got this contrast with Donald Trump. I can't wait till she's out there on the debate stage. Take it to Fox News if you must and prosecute this guy's ass right there in the court of public opinion before the American people. She is the perfect candidate for this time in history. And I think the enthusiasm is cascading for this candidate. I heard right-wing talk radio say, well, they're clearing the decks for 2028. The Democrats are clearing the decks. She has taken a bullet. She's committed political suicide, replacing Joe Biden. And I'm thinking, you wish this is exactly what the Democratic Party needed right now. She is the bridge to the next generation. And the endorsements, Dom, again, rolling in.
Crudy, speaking of Fox Lies, the digital editor of Midas Touch tweeted out, Fox isn't reporting. Harris raised $81 million in the first 24 hours, the largest 24-hour haul of any candidate in U.S. history, according to the report.
Whew. That's a lot of ching, and those are small money donors. That's act blue money.
People are excited, and they're, and it's just, you know, certainly a sense of relief. You know what I mean? At first, gratitude, like, wow, dude. I mean, Joe Biden, for real. That's a hell of a decision to make and the right decision to make. You know, I don't see a guy like Donald Trump ever making that kind of call. Some folks will never do that. Most folks wouldn't do that. So I certainly appreciate that. Then like a sense of relief, like, oh, I mean, no matter who, no matter what, you know, at least we're not going to have to deal with some of the challenges that we had. You know, look at Joe in the debate. We don't have to go there now because that's now been settled. And then, of course, the question is who, how, what, and what? Joe came out, the president came out not so long after he announced and endorsed his vice presidential candidate.
Like 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Stole. I mean,
it was bang, bang.
Yeah, took all the oxygen out of thoughts or conversations. You know, who's Joe going to back? No, bang, bang. Kamala. I picked her because she's capable of being the president. And the American people, the Democratic supportive, they are cascading her with money, throwing her $27 is at a crack, but $81 million raised in the first day. That's a good sign. Because recently, with the spigots being turned off to Joe Biden, actually Trump's up in the cash on hand race, or had been before yesterday. And I'm very excited, although details still far and few between, as to what the vice president, because she's still that, what will Kamala Harris do tomorrow in Milwaukee? And will there be some sort of grand unveiling? Now, she did speak at the White House earlier today, and we're going to save some of that sound because we got a really big show. We got Mark Pocan. Mark was part of the cascade of Democrats calling for Joe Biden to step down, did so on Friday. So perhaps Mark is the reason Joe Biden stepped aside. Now, he was the former chair of the Congressional Caucus, Progressive Caucus, and there were some that joined him. This were three or four influential caucuses that came together to say Joe stepped down. But ultimately, Joe did, and the Republicans, they can claim, and I know they've already got super PACs running attack ads against Kamala Harris, but this, you know, they got caught. They literally, they're like the dog that caught the car. You know, they've been barking, they've been chasing. Oh, Joe Biden, drop out. Joe Biden sucks. Joe Biden's sleepy. Oh, no, it's not Joe Biden.
Yeah, who's the old guy in the race now?
Who is that guy? I think we should have a serious conversation about the age of your candidate. I think he's too old.
The mental ability.
He's clearly diminished.
The authoritarianism. The guys out there praising the dictator of China because he rules 1.7 billion people with an iron fist. I mean, who talks like that? You know, that's not it. That's not a democracy. That's not something to yearn for. Trump? Are you kidding? But of course they want that. They want that. And that's their guy now. He's the felon. He's the authoritarianism, the fascist. And now he's the oldest guy in the room.
And soon he's going to be the loser of the 2024 presidential race. because this dynamic has changed. I don't even think, and I'm not telling you what you can and can't talk about. God forbid, Selvia.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't even give him any oxygen today. You know, who cares about Trump? He's the also-ran. I think when the new polling comes out, and I don't mean the instant snapshot polling, but let's let Kamala go on the stump for a couple weeks. And let's see how the American people react to a 59-year-old former prosecutor, former U.S. senator, vice president with some foreign policy experience. And let's see how they react to her. Now, I was in a small room with Kamala in March. She came to Madison, and the Democratic Party, there was a bit of a public event, and then they allowed some of the credentialed media into their party headquarters. And I got to see her speaking to, let's call it, the Dem faithful. But just in that little meeting with the Dem, you know, she was enumerating the number of places she had been in the last week. And there were three foreign policy trips, three trips overseas just in the last week. So she brings the foreign policy chops. She certainly brings some prosecutorial chops. And I got to say, I mean, Joe Biden has done something no one, the pressure was on, but no one would have expected him to. And, you know, we so often, or so rarely actually, Dom, talk about people doing the right thing. Yep. We encourage them to do the right thing, but no one ever does. So rarely. And Joe Biden is the man. Joe Biden did the right thing for this party, for the nation. And I feel so much more confident. And I'm absolutely all in for Kamala Harris. If there was any doubt, I made it very clear before Joe Biden actually took this step, but she is the successor. And she is what's next, and she will be the front runner, I think, as soon as we see some polling come out. But Joe Biden, you are the man, and this guy's going to go down in history. I mean, history should raise Joe Biden up, A, for the presidency he's already served, but B, certainly, for
he's got a track record that also Kamala Harris is a part of.
But also, man, for making, you know, doing the right thing in a time when very few people do. So, Joe Biden, very commendable. I'm very excited. I'm all in for Kamala. I think the entire party's all in for Kamala. I can't wait to get down to Chicago, Dom. Did I mention we're doing lots of coverage at the DNC convention? We'll do our normal show, Dom, and then we'll be doing some bonus coverage for our friends in Chicago. You know, all you fine potential sponsors out there, you should reach out and let us know how we can help you expose yourself to a very exuberant Democratic Party base. Joe, you're the man. Kamala, you're the queen, soon to be the president. More Devil's Advocates. Happy Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy days to us all. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, also breaking news. They're going to serve beer at Badger games. That is above and beyond the fact that Joe Biden has stepped down from the presidential race. Also,
the really important news here in the state of Wisconsin. Beer at the Badger games. You can actually go in Camp Randall and buy beer at the Badger games?
Starting this fall. Starting August 30th with the home opener, my understanding, Dom. The only time I've ever been able to drink beer at Camp Randall was for a Packer preseason game. I think they played the Giants. And I got so hammer drunk, I couldn't find my car to drive it home.
That's why
which is for the best.
They don't serve beer in the stadium.
They've heard of Wisconsin, haven't they? Now, the vice president, the new front runner in the presidential race, I would say, the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. Is it too soon? Too soon to call Kamala Harris the presumptive nominee?
No. Who's going to step up? Joe Manchin? No. I mean, it's Kamala Harris. Now, she has gotten the endorsement, certainly, of President Joe Biden. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi also today offered an endorsement. We have not yet heard from Hakeem Jeffries or Chuck Schumer, leader in the Senate, but presumably they're supposed to get together today, tomorrow, something along those lines. And I thought Kamala's response was well written too. You know, going to earn it. I like those. I like that term. I like her thought process there. This is not a coronation, but she certainly seems to be close to it.
After President Joe Biden announced his decision to drop out of the race, Wisconsin Democrats have rallied around Vice President Kamala Harris to replace him at the top of the ticket. Two top Democrats from the state, Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, made their support clear at an event Monday morning. But they also notably shifted conversation back to Biden's presidency, with Evers appearing emotional while discussing the president. What he's done for the state of Wisconsin and, frankly, our country has been short of amazing, Evers said, at points becoming choked up while talking about Biden. I am emotional. He is a good friend. Evers said he waited until Monday morning to announce his endorsement of Harris so Biden would have a connection to the people of Wisconsin. He initially released a statement Sunday but didn't mention Harris, but called Biden one of, if not, the most well-accomplished presidents of my lifetime. And at the campaign event in Stoughton Sunday, Baldwin said she'd heard from many Wisconsin voters in recent weeks who cared deeply about Biden and who are very proud of his legacy, but thought it was time for him to step down. Evers and Baldwin toured the Milwaukee Area Technical College Monday morning to recognize Wisconsin's designation as a tech hub, and they talked with college leaders and visited a microbiology class before making remarks and taking questions from reporters. A little bit more. I know Harris well. I've met with her many times since she's been vice president. She's done a great job, and I believe she's going to win, Evers said. It'd have been funny if he, I believe that we will win. Tony doesn't seem the sort, but, you know, I bet you Mandela would have done that.
Yeah.
A little bit more. Evers said he would join Harris during her visit to Milwaukee Tuesday. Baldwin said she would like to be there, but is looking at her schedule because the U.S. Senate will be in session. Biden said early on in his first administration that he wanted to be a bridge to the next generation. He's making that so, Baldwin said. That's a new beginning, and I'm very excited. The words of Tammy Baldwin, but they're echoed by me, Dom. And wonder when Tony's going to bridge. But anyways, the endorsement, it came early from Tammy Baldwin, and it came today because Tammy had already put out a statement yesterday. She didn't wait. Evers waited until this morning, but still, that's pretty damn quick. You know, the next morning is still very timely. That's not a delinquent endorsement. And I think we'll see pretty much what Gwen Moore, she's already in. And Pocan, has Pocan made a public statement yet?
Well, we'll find out today when
we'll
he comes.
We'll see if he makes news at 4:30, right? But I am very excited. I'm excited for this party. I'm excited for this nation. I think the fact $81 million raised by Kamala Harris in her first
24 hours.
Hours, that's amazing, dude. But I think it just shows, no one doubted that Kamala was capable. I mean, the Democratic base, we're not running away from this candidate. We're embracing this candidate. We can't wait to support this face. So I'm very excited, Dom, and I got to think the Republicans might be a little regretful of their choice of J.D. Vance. I think they thought they had this one in the bag. Trump's just looking for a loyalist. This guy didn't even bring anything electorally to the Republican Party, and okay, he's doing a speech today, and nobody cares.
To that point, Kamala Harris, who should be her vice presidential pick?
Well, it will be a white man, perhaps in the Appalachia mold of J.D. Vance, although he's not actually from Appalachia, my understanding of his true biography, but Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania, he's a potential. Roy Cooper, I believe, from North Carolina, one of our friends listening to us in North Carolina, texted us and said, hey, he's term limited. And North Carolina, you know, if you think that the math is going to change, and I do think that the polling math is suddenly going to start favoring the Democrats here, I think you're going to see a lot of change, especially when you ask voters, are you enthusiastic about your pick? Hell to the yes.
That was going to change, certainly. All right, well, let's get...
Now, Kamala Harris is not a cure-all.
Racism, and we got to talk about the misogyny.
Yes.
Our guy, right out of Wisconsin. Glenn Grothman already embarrassing us again. Lots of the right-wing media machine are saying
he doesn't embarrass us. He embarrasses himself. He doesn't speak for me.
You're a Wisconsinite. Actually, he literally speaks for you. Didn't he just move to
his district? I haven't moved up to his district yet.
Yeah, come on.
I'm still staying in Middleton. Hasselbein's my senator, and Mark Pocan's my congressman today.
Okay, today, but the intent, he would be here. Oh, it's terrible. We'll come back with some of that as well. But, you know, that's going to be interesting. Of course, the other thing with Dobbs and her being a woman of color, this changes that part of the equation. You know, two old white men, this is dynamic. This is going to be interesting.
Our first female president to be?
Yeah, dude, right? And how they react. Because, you know, their gut visceral reaction. Well, Glenn Grothman, I think he kind of speaks for a lot of them, if not for you or me, Rudy.
Well, they think she's a sacrificial lamb. I think she is an excellent choice. The Democratic Party's rallying around Kamala Harris. She's coming to Milwaukee tomorrow. And you can drink beer at Badger games this fall. I'm very excited.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a really big Monday edition. Beer back at Camp Randall. Thank you, President Biden, for making America great again. Yeah. Says Jeff, texting in. Appreciate your little message, Jeff. I know you send a lot of them. I catch most of them. I try to read, unlike Dom. I care about you, our audience.
Oh, come on, man. I get most of the callers.
I'm more like Joe Biden in that regard. I care about the American people, Dom, and I do the right thing.
I just want to buy their vote.
I don't care about you. I just want your votes, says Dominic. Yeah. Now, what did your buddy Grothman, I just saw this guy last week at the RNC, you know, that convention that seems so meaningless now in retrospect, just a few short days later. But I saw Glenn from CD number 6, great state of Wisconsin, the congressman. And, you know,
you're soon to be congressman.
We exchanged some quote unquote pleasantries, and, you know, I told him to bring you a loose joint next time he appeared on the radio show, which maybe never, Dom.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I can keep hoping.
But what'd he say? What'd he do when Kamala Harris, I mean, it seems like it's, I'm not going to say it's a coronation, but there is not going to be a contested convention. You know, maybe Joe Manchin goes and gets his ass handed to him by Kamala Harris, but the Democratic Party is circling the wagons around our presumptive nominee, Kamala Harris.
I mean, circling the wagons. I mean, lifting her up. This is not a defensive move. This
oh,
is
no.
Offense. This is rising up and meeting the challenge. This is a whole new tenor for this campaign. And as such, the megas are freaking out.
You know, I'm ready to give her some money, Dom, and I did not give a penny to the Biden campaign. And my first reaction yesterday was to think, maybe I'll write her a check. Haven't done so yet, but I'm pretty convinced we're going to give some money to the Harris campaign because you might need a little. And I rarely give anything other than free airtime to the campaigns, Dom.
And all that free advice.
And finally somebody took it. I feel so... like I should retire today while I'm ahead. You know, like this was my greatest day in radio.
I'm done.
Thank you, Joe, for making Crudy great again. I quit. 844-967-2789. We never even heard the growth, but get to it, man.
So Bruce Murphy over at the urbanmilwaukee.com. Just a few paragraphs that'll set the tone for you. Bruce writes, another day, another episode of Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman sticking his foot in his mouth. The most recent example came yesterday when he told Channel 58 TV reporter Catherine Merck that, quote, it is going to be more difficult to beat somebody who is not Joe Biden. I think it's going to be a difficult race, unquote. Now, I was reading this article. I'm like, oh, Crudy, this is the first time I heard Glenn Grothman say something like true and accurate like a very long time. I agree with the congressman's statement.
Up till that point.
Up to that point. However, As Bruce continues to write, Republican leaders and the campaign of former President Donald Trump couldn't be happy with Grothman admitting that Vice President Kamala Harris will be a tough opponent, but Grothman was just getting warmed up. He then noted that Harris hasn't been, quote, the most articulate candidate, but apparently they feel, or a lot of Democrats feel, they have to stick with her because of her ethnic background. As Bruce summarizes, in short, the Vice President of the United States, who Grothman just admitted will be tough to beat, is only getting support because of her race. That is Glenn Grothman. That's what he says. And there's more to it at the Urban Milwaukee, but he concludes like this. For better, for worse, Grothman and his musings are a window into the soul of today's Republican Party. Yeah, that's a window into the soul. You don't even think that deep about it, Bruce. Just look at who their candidate is, Donald Trump.
I find it very ironic, Grothman calling another human inarticulate. Look in a mirror much, Glenn. Lick your Dorito-stained fingers much, Glenn. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, first caller on a Big Monday show. What was your reaction to Joe Biden and now Kamala Harris, buddy?
Hey, Dick.
I'm down with it totally. I'm sending some money. I'm hearing now that it could approach 100 million in the first 30 hours.
And that's only if Dom gives a few of his shekels.
Well, you're right. But
I'll dig in the couch, Dick.
So far today, suddenly, no more Biden crime family. No more Biden is too old. People from 18 to 35, all my kids fit that demographic. They're 28 to 37, and all three of them are down with this. I want Hillary Clinton for attorney general, just to rub it in their face a little bit.
Okay, someone's got to prosecute someone.
Yeah, but here's the best one I heard this morning and the funniest one out of the talking heads on Morning Joe. I don't even know who said it. But he said, this is so unprecedented for any politician that's been in office for this long, or even maybe say 10 or 20 years, to do the right thing like this. He says, usually the only thing that would induce that would be embalming fluid.
A wise and smart and humble thing, Dick, for the president to do. I certainly think that's the case. Thanks for the call.
An unprecedented selfless act at this level of politics, at least in our nation's history, that I can recall. I mean,
Al Jazeera, I saw a breakdown of like a half a dozen or so other presidents, certainly in the last 50 years, but they had like Truman on there. There's some other folks that did things going back in the day.
Not after they had won their party's nomination. I mean, this is different than Johnson. This is not the same.
He hasn't technically won the nomination yet, man. He hasn't, right? Come on, man.
Delegates assigned in his column. It used to be what it used to take. They used to be like you'd take a dead girl or a live boy in the politician's bed. That might be the only thing that would kill their political career. Wasn't that in, I feel like that was in The Godfather or something. Maybe I make that up. 844-967-2789. Joe went out under his own terms. And that's just got to be killing these Republicans. I know it's just winding them up. Michael from West Bend, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Thank you. I'm going to give you a little bit of a different perspective. This is the voice of an old man, 75 years old, Democratic progressive all my life, always voted Democratic. But what bothers me today is I look at the young Democrats today, and they're like bobbleheads. They don't challenge anything. They accept everything they're told, what to do and when to do it. I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, hey, you guys knew about Biden a long time ago. Should I really tap his shoulder on the 11th hour and then put in a candidate that no Democratic person like myself voted all my life has a chance to have a say? Now, I'm going to vote for her, but I'm just pointing out the old school Democrats, us from the 60s and 70s, we challenged everything. We always challenged the man. And today, the young Democrats, if they're told to go east until their heads float, they'll go.
But Michael, let's look at a couple of historical examples. Ted Kennedy primaried Carter. How'd that work out for the nation? I think we ended up with Reagan. So there was not a strong challenge to Joe Biden in the primary. Maybe there should have been. But that is not how the Democratic Party normally operates. They cleared the decks for Joe, other than one congressman, Dean Phillips, I believe, from Minnesota. Nobody challenged Joe. It wasn't like the door was closed. It was like they were all too polite to go challenge the guy in the primary.
I believe the Democratic Party of today is more of a regime. I really do. I mean, I like to see it where, hey, get the people out there. Let's have democracy.
Disagree, Michael. I mean, a regime implies what? That the machine tells you who to vote for. Well, what option did you have after Super Tuesday in 2020, dude? Well, it's not like suddenly the machine turned on. The superdelegates told us to vote for Hillary. The machine told us to vote for Joe Biden because the pandemic had set in. But you know what? I found myself my entire adult life thinking they're all screwing Bernie. And suddenly I feel good about this Democratic machine because it did the right thing, Michael. Don't you think Joe Biden should be commended, and that where we next find ourselves in history, don't you think we're in a better spot today than we were on Saturday or Friday? I think we are, sir.
I think Joe Biden did a good job. I believe, though, if they were honest enough, they would have got, I'm just saying my point of view, I'd like to see a choice. And that's just how an old school guy feels. And that's, you know, my days are past. Nobody cares. A lot of people in their 70s anyways. It's a younger person's world. But I just want the young people to remember, don't take everything and say, oh, okay, I'm going to do it.
Michael, I got a teenager voting for the very first time in this election. Suddenly there's a chance he might actually get his dead ass off the couch and go vote. I know my 20-year-old is more excited. He was paying attention to the news at the lake house this weekend. And I mean, he's not a political kid. And as to the young Democrats, my daughter, who's 29 years old, living in leftist LA, I know she has pushed a lot on the Biden regime up until now. Let's not forget Netanyahu coming to speak to Congress this week. Let's not forget the protest of the young people. Supportive of the people in Gaza, the Palestinians. It's not that the young people have rolled over and played dead and just accepted the policies of Joe Biden, sir. At least not my kids. But now they're excited. I haven't asked Kelsey yet, but hopefully she is.
Well, they're certainly more excited. And Mike, come on, man. The kids are bobbleheads. Yeah, talk about stereotyping. You old guys, you know, 70-year-old stereotyping those kids get off.
These kids today.
I know. I mean, Rich, you know what I'm talking about. But what we need to do is you know, deal with the political apathy of the young kids, man. When I was that age, I wasn't paying attention, didn't care, didn't give a damn. You know, not that I couldn't, I just didn't. So while I get the point, and certainly on the political parties, all those two parties, whatever, always question, always fight the man, always stand up for the underdog, Michael. No doubt, I think those things are and that's always good advice. But you also got to be engaged, and you have to have a reason to get out and go do something. And Joe wasn't the guy, especially for those young kids. But I appreciate your perspective, man.
Let's check with a younger kid than us, at least. 844-967-2789. Cam from Appletown. How you doing, Cam?
Hey, Cam.
I'm doing pretty dang good. I'm glad to be talking to you guys. I hope you guys are doing good, too.
I've done all year, Cam.
Yeah, honestly, same. The last gentleman, I don't want to dismiss completely what he said. I understand where he's coming from, but I think young people are better suited to view the larger picture, which is not usually the case. But when it comes to this political cycle, I think they understand that with the limited time that we have, it's better to rally behind someone that we know and is also better suited than to sit here and fish for something better. Plus, on the horizon, I don't know how much faith you guys have in this, but I have a ton. We're pretty close to ranked choice voting. And if we get this next presidency to be Kamala, I think that will sink it in for us.
Maybe. Cam, were you excited about Biden? I know you've been a pretty political young guy, but compared to Harris, where are you at? Where were you? Where are you at today?
I don't know enough about Kamala in general, other than some of the goofs and gaffes that I've seen here and there from just random YouTube clips. But I think that she would absolutely eviscerate Trump in a debate. I am more excited about her than I am Biden. Biden did something that I don't think a politician typically could ever make me do, and that is feel like a tug on at my heartstring, because, damn, man, that old guy did something good for once, and that doesn't feel like it happens too often anymore. It's usually just crypt keepers keeping their power forever, and he just said, you know what? All right, fine.
Makes you full of admiration. It's like you're proud to be a Democrat, to be an American. Feels different than, let's say, being Trump supportive, joining a cult.
I don't want to join a cult.
Cam, thanks for listening. Thank you all for listening. We aren't close to being done. Plenty of time for your calls. And new sound, the first sound from the vice president after this big breaking news over the weekend. Mark Pocan at 4:30, Mandela Barnes in the 5 o'clock hour. A big show. Stick around.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, alleged day drunk Derek Van Orden, congressman from the 3rd CD, and I'm the one alleging, I think this guy drinks a lot. During the day, he's a bad drunk.
But, that's fine. Drink during the day, but, you know, be a good drunk. He seems like an angry drunk. Come on, man. Remember he hip-checked like a 100-pound woman and he claimed that she assaulted him. And that she was, what, in jail for, prison for jail, I guess, holding, for like 15 hours before they dropped the charges. That guy?
Well, now he's addressing letters to Kamala Harris. At least he called her Madam Vice President. But I'm going to read a little bit of this missive from Day Drunk, my allegation, Derek Van Orden. I write to you with a profound sense of urgency, because the bars are closing soon, regarding the President of the United States' inability to perform his constitutional duties as Chief Executive and Commander-in-Chief. As the leader of the free world, it is paramount that the President is of both sound mind and body. Unlike myself, I day drink often, sometimes. It is readily apparent that the President is neither. The Constitution of the United States provides a mechanism to address such concerns through Section 4 of the 25th Amendment. This provision grants you, the Vice President of the United States, the authority to convene and mobilize the principal officers of the executive departments of the cabinet to declare that the President is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Given the gravity of the situation, I strongly request that you immediately exercise this authority. And then day drunk Derek Van Orden goes on and on like this, bloviating. Why? Just because the guy says, you know what? I am not the right guy for the next term. Why is it that these Republicans are running out there immediately saying, you got a 25th Amendment, this guy? I mean, it's not just Van Orden. It's also idiots like Wanker. They're all out there. You know, well, how long have you known he would... You know what? He did the math. Most of all, Joe Biden was presented with the math. It's my understanding Nancy Pelosi had some very comprehensive math that she was going to show to the American people. And Joe Biden, in his isolation in Delaware, sitting home with the COVID, looked at the math and pragmatically came to the conclusion, I don't know if I can win, and this is too important, so I'm not going to be the candidate going forward. I'm going to put all my time and effort into the presidency.
Into governing. I mean, listen, all the time that Joe Biden now has to deal with the challenges of the White House and the executive branch governing this great country, well, he's not going to be on the campaign trail, so he's got plenty of time. And certainly, as we mentioned, we saw the bad debate, and that was a bad day. And I agree it was a bad day. Doesn't mean all those days are bad. And he's probably got more bad days ahead of him than good days. But he can certainly, based on what I've seen from his performance, he can get through the next few months And why do they do it? Because it's performative, man. It's all about shock and awe, these Republicans. It's got to be something. So that's it. I mean, what else is Van Orden going to do today? You know what I mean?
Well, day happy drink, of course.
For like 10 minutes.
Depends on where you are, Dom. He's East Coast time. He's been drinking since this morning, I suspect. 844-967-2789. Another pal of ours who occasionally day drinks, I suspect. Wisco Paul, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paul.
Now that you can drink at Badger games, you'll be day drinking often.
Only if they have a spotted cow. Otherwise, I don't know. Probably not. And but I've been known to bring a little Jack and put it in my Colt, but, you know, it's got to get by the people. But so I do some day drinking. And, hey, as far as Van Orden, I mean, look who he supports. I mean, Trump, give me a break. Hey, anyway, I'm really happy about all this because, and I was so happy, I got my MasterCard out and gave Kamala some money because this, she's going to win. She's going to win, Crudy. You're finally right about something.
You know, I can even hear Rich cackling in the booth here. They're both laughing, Wisco.
We're laughing, we're laughing with you, Crudy.
Well, I'm pretty addicted to your show, and I usually side with Don, you know, because he's a good-looking one. Even my daughter said that, got her picture taken with Don, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, it's a great day, and I think she's going to win, and I don't know how they're going to run against her. I mean, she's just – when you look at Trump, it's just god-awful. He's the old guy. He looks old. He just
he's too old. So, I think they should get rid of him. He looks way too old to serve.
I mean, literally, the side-by-side now, Paul, is just, you know, the contrast is stunning. I mean, literally. She looks so much younger than Donald
Trump. She is. She's 20 years younger than this old guy. Time to start questioning, you know, what is the right age of a president? It's certainly not late 70s, early 80s, right?
Apparently not, Paul.
That's 100% correct. I probably should have not term limits, but age limits on a presidency, but... You know, I couldn't watch his speech, so I didn't get to see it. I listened to everything at the convention through you guys because I couldn't. The media is so, I don't know. I don't know.
Better that. You let us digest the food and feed you like a baby bird.
Well,
pour a little spot of cow down your gullet, you'll be fine.
Don't be so mean, though. Just because I was saying the truth, you know, you're finally right about something. Hey, anyway, it's a great thing. So I'll let you guys go, and I enjoy your show. I'm addicted to the Devils. What can they say?
Well, you've made a Faustian bargain. Here's what bothers me, Paul. Not that you said your daughter thought Don was good-looking, although the fact that you took photographs together, that's new news to me. But the fact that you think he's good-looking. I mean, I'm a little sad, Paul.
Oh, come on, man. I think I'm good-looking, too. What's wrong with that?
Am I going to have to go on an exercise routine just to win back some portion of the audience? I'm better looking when I'm in shape, but that's so rare.
When has that been?
We've got sound of the vice president, the first time she's spoken since Joe Biden dropped out. We'll play it for you next. And Mark Pocan and Mandela Barnes. It is a big, big Monday edition. Stick around, more Devils.